Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. A walking trail for the public's enjoyment, it features historical markers that describe the significant sites of the region and is a lasting legacy gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. Today's stop on the Heritage Trail is east of the number one fire station on East Main Street. Back in 1863, at the height of the Civil War, Fort Wayne created its first public park on the site occupied by the last two American forts. Harry Seymour sold this small, one-fifth of an acre lot to the city for $800. An iron fence and flagpole were quickly donated by Henry M. Williams, a Civil War veteran who, with his wife Mary Hamilton, later donated to the city Williams Park on the south side of Fort Wayne. The present-day monument of a water well recalls a remnant of the old U.S. military garrisons as they appeared in 1838, giving only a pale reflection of the earlier days of the Indian Wars. In 1838, the Wabash and Erie Canal had cut through the northwest half of Major John Whistler's 1815 fort, leaving only the well, a broken flagpole, and the remnants of the officers' quarters. The last building of the fort was finally taken down in 1852. The old Fort Park continued throughout the 19th century to serve as a revered monument to all military veterans. In 1888, the Maumee Valley Monumental Association held its annual gathering in the park. In 1900, the Spanish-American War cannon, located in Sweeney Park since 1956, was dedicated in Old Fort Park. Near the location of the present-day Museum of Art near Lafayette and Main Streets, the troops of the U.S. garrison of Fort Wayne built a large two-story log building. They finished it in 1804, and it became known as the Council House. Miami Indians in the area, under the leadership of Chief Little Turtle and the Indian agent William Wells, requested that the Council House be built for hosting the native leaders. A two-story log storehouse was also built nearby. These structures were destroyed by Indians besieging Fort Wayne in 1812. In 1817, the commandant of the fort, Major Josiah N. Vos, ordered a new Council House built. This structure served as a school, which was remembered as having closets full of tobacco into which unruly boys would be shut up until they were almost suffocated. Louis T. Bouree, Fort Wayne's first fire chief, was born in this building in 1828, which was then owned by Captain John Bouree, the son of Miami leader Legros. The council house was finally torn down in 1856. For more information about the stops we've made today and other trail highlights, contact Arch, the financial trustee for the Heritage Trail. You can learn more about preserving the Fort Wayne area's rich heritage by joining Arch, the historic preservation organization. You can reach Arch at 426-5117 or by logging on to archfw.org. That's all the time we have for today. This is Tom Castaldi inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.